hope so. Brian is wonderful. I saw Smile at Royal Festival Hall. Yeah. And the acoustics are amazing there now, because a few years ago it was a bit ropey, but...
Yeah, they have improved it.
Yeah, it sounds really good. Right. And it's not too big as well. It's not cavernous, so you, even if you're at the back, you don't feel lost.
Yeah.
You know, it's a lovely venue, I think.
Yeah.
Well, thanks a lot for that.
Thanks a lot. Take care.
See you, Dad.
See you in a bit.
Brian, I was listening, so hopefully I won't ask too many of the same questions.
That's the way to do it.
I shall try and keep it as fresh as we can.
Shall I put the aircon on? Are you all right in here, or...?
I'm not passing out. I don't know how you feel.
If it goes pale, then we'll stop. Are we, and we're recording, are we?
Yes, we're ready to go.
Ray Davies, it's an honour to meet you. I've got to say, I'm a little bit nervous, because I've been a huge fan of yours.
Oh.
I drove past you in Highgate a while ago, and I was saying to my wife, it's Ray Davies from the Kinks. She's like, yeah, whatever. And it's wonderful to see. This album, See My Friends, it's fantastic.
Thanks, man.
It's really lovely. There's always a worry, I think, when people do sort of duets albums, you think they're going to be slightly limper versions of the songs. But these really rock.
Yeah, these lame doesn't enter my head when I do anything. And I think the key to it was that everybody, for the most part, were in the studio together.
Yeah.
It wasn't tapes that were farmed out to other people. And other, you know, we actually met and we interacted, and it was a collaboration album.
Are you telling me you and Bruce Springsteen were singing opposite each other?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, in New Jersey. I did the backtracks in New York,
Electric
Ladyland, using some house guys I know in New York, and drove down to New Jersey. And I'd spoken to Bruce about the arrangement, so he was well prepped. And went into his studio there, and we sang it live.
And well, because when I heard about this album, I'm surprised that Better Things is on it, which is one of my favourite Kink songs. It was 81, something like that, 82?
Bruce picked it.
Did he?
Yeah, and that surprised me. Because at the time we met and discussed it, he was doing You Really Got Me live in concert.
Right.
as like an encore song.
Yeah.
And he said, I want to do Better Things, because I think he felt that... It was a hit in America, radio hit in America, when he was really emerging big time.
Yeah.
Probably stuck in his consciousness. But I think it's quite Springsteenian, the version we've done.
Do you know, it is. And as soon as I saw it was listed, before I heard it, I could imagine him doing that. It's really good to see you, you know, all of that. It's kind of a Springsteen anthem, and it fits. It was kind of a hit over here as well, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it was top 50.
Got in the top.
But I think
20.
It's one of those Kink songs that, you know, it's kind of slipped through the filter a little bit, maybe people aren't aware of. So it's lovely to have it on there. And Bon Jovi. Okay, listen, I'm not a huge Bon Jovi fan.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, but it's brilliant. What a great version of Celluloid Heroes.
Yeah, well, it's good. Again, with John, I think it works because we were singing the thing at the same time.
Yeah.
And we discussed the arrangement, did almost a demo of it, because we spoke about it quite a lot. And then it was easier to do the vocals. And I think it's all to do with blending.
Yeah.
And again, it's the collaborative spirit. If it had been phoned in, you know, it wouldn't have been as effective.
I think so. I think you would be able to tell that it was people on different continents and stuff. I mean, are you friends with these people? I'm assuming you're friends with Bruce Springsteen.
Well, we spent an afternoon together. I mean, we've met before at gigs, but you meet a lot of people and you just pass and you're respectful and everything. But I was amazed at the insight, the knowledge, and that he had about my music and the Kinks. And we shared. I shared some things with him about his music, and it was a great. And I like to think we're good friends after that. See My Friends.
See My Friends, exactly. Which is the who? Now listen, I'm going to show my ignorance here. I don't know who Spoon is.
No,
or
they're
are.
Right. They're an American indie alternative band, and I wanted to make it truly diverse. Mm. And See My Friends is the song itself is a strange, eerie quality.
I was going to say it's a very odd song.
Yeah. And they're from Austin, Texas. I think they moved to Portland, Oregon now. Mm. And I did the South by Southwest Festival in Austin this year, March. And apparently they stole the whole week. They were incredible.
Mm.
And I wanted to include this kind of band on the record. Yeah.
So worth checking Spoon out?
I think so. I think they had an album out last year, and they're working on a new one.
It is, and you're right, it is a nice mix of, you've got your, you know, sort of the big hits, but some slightly obscure songs as well. The version of Destroyer is great with Billy Corgan.
Billy.
That's a weird song as well.
Billy, Smashing Pumpkins.
What was he like?
Billy's all right.
Yeah.
Destroyer, when a bit backstory of Destroyer, it was recorded when the Kinks did it. It was recorded in New York, and I just said to my brother, "Play All Down, All the Night."
Mm.
And I, when the Kinks recorded it, I called out the changes as we were going through it. It was recorded in one take, if you ever hear the Kinks version.
Oh, yes, of course.
And and Billy wanted to do All Day and All the Night. I said, why don't we chuck Destroyer in? And he remembered that song because, again, when Smashing Pumpkins were emerging, that was a hit in America. So we just combined the two like that,
It's a lot of fun because Destroyer's quite, you know, it's that whole dark paranoia, the Destroyer kind of, and picking up from sort of where Lola...
It's got a bit of Lola. It's like a backstory. It's carry on lyrically from where Lola left off, and then it almost refers to three songs in one.
Listen, everyone else has ripped you off. You're allowed to rip yourself off.
Yeah, you know, my problem, I get sued.
Really?
If I rip myself off,
they
sue me.
I'm guessing you don't own the back catalogue, or do you?
We don't. The Kinks don't own the back catalogue. I'm sad.
That must be frustrating.
It is, but many artists have learned to live with it. Yeah.
How you mentioned Dave? How is Dave?
I didn't mention. Oh, did I mention Dave?
You did when you were All Day and All the Night shouting.
Oh, yeah,
at him.
Yeah. I think he's okay.
Yeah.
He's you know, as guitar players go, he was the most incredible, powerful player. Really powerful, and it had this edge of sensitivity about his playing. It's rare to find. Richie's got that on Celluloid Heroes.
Yeah.
He's got that same, you know, arch back, head up in the air. So.
Very proud.
Yeah.
Dave's also got a great voice as well. You know,
What is amazing about Dave is his range. He gets right. Because a lot of our records, he sang high. I had a girl singing the high part in her range, and Dave would sing an octave up with her. So
fantastic.
It's really got an incredible, and it gives it a really nice texture.
Listen, I live in Muswell Hill.
Uh-huh.
I'm a Muswell Hillbilly now. Do you ever drive through there and look at the changes and the things that have happened there?
I do, but not much has changed in Muswell.
Really?
Well, structure, you know, buildings look much the same.
Yeah.
There are different stores there, the new chain stores have moved in. But I still feel it's the same place. You know, the church where I used to sing in the choir is still there. And I drive through it a lot. I drive through it. I don't really stop.
You don't get out and stop. You should do. There's
some good fish and chip shops.
There's a Toff's is one of the best fish and chip shops in the world.
Well, don't tell them that. It's free advertising. They're really nice people in there.
They are very nice people.
I sometimes pick one up after a session.
Yeah. I had a Toff's last week. Me and my wife had a lovely Toff's.
Well, if it's any backstory to Lucinda Williams is on the record, and we recorded A Long Way From Home. Lucinda comes from the South in America. And after the recording, I took her to an Indian restaurant in Muswell Hill. So it's quite
an experience. Which one? Whereabouts?
I forget where it was. Just down to Fortis Green, I think.
Okay.
She loved it.
It's so funny hearing you saying, this is where I live. And he says, how lovely. So did you record some of this at Conk? Is Conk still going?
Conk's still going. The building is for sale, but Conk's still functioning.
Right.
People still want to make records there. It's got a great live room.
Yeah.
And the record was recorded in lots of different places, put together at Conk Studios.
Mm. I tell you what is nice on this album as well is hearing you sing with girls. And I know you've done it in the past, but you don't, you know, girls up front with. The Paloma Faith, Lola is a treat. The Amy McDonald Dead End Street as well is.
Yeah.
Your voice kind of, it blends very well with the lady.
Well, the thing is, it was difficult with Amy because she knew the song. And then I got in and started playing the original chords, and it didn't wholly work for her voice.
Mm.
So I wrote her on the spot. I wrote a new four-bar intro and that we could reprise later on in the song. Then I changed the key for parts so she could take it up a step that was low for me and she could reach it. So I'm really pleased the way that worked out. And she does a great, you know, and drew something out of the song that was, when the original was done, it was written about my father remembers being in the Great Depression and the time it was written, Britain was going through an economic crisis and what's new. And now Amy's voice on it makes it sound even more current.
Mm.
And I love the outro. I just started talking.
It's a beautiful song. It's bleak. You know, that bleak picture, but it's that optimism and it's got a beautiful vibe about it.
Yeah, it shows you can be optimistic in a minor key.
When you were recording any of these, did you forget any of the words and like Bruce Springsteen said, Ray, I think you got that wrong, this is how it goes. Did you, or are they ingrained in your brain now, these tunes?
I think with John Bon Jovi, I forgot some of the verse because we were swapping verses. And it's kind of, the mind kind of sort of freaked out a bit because I let him sing one and I sang one. With Bruce, with Better Things, there's an inevitable note. It's really good to see you rocking out and having fun. You don't forget that because the notes sort of work with it.
Yeah.
And that's some of my favourite moments on the record because the energy level with Bruce was fantastic. But I had the words written out just in case, but generally speaking, I can remember my words.
Okay, listen, Ray.
I don't remember where I live, but I know my words.
Are you in England or the States?
I'm back in the UK for a while now.
Okay. Yeah. And there's concerts coming up with the choral, the Crouch End.
We're doing one more choir show in the Festival Hall, I think 19th of December.
What's it like singing in front of that group? Because that's an amazing sound that comes
out of there. Yeah, well, it's quite a nice experience singing in front of all those big voices.
Yeah.
And I'm doing this, playing Amsterdam, Paris with my five piece, and then doing New York with a choir over there doing Thanksgiving concerts.
Any chance of doing any concerts with any of the people on the CD?
It would be great. I've already done a TV with Mumford and Sons, and it would be nice. But again, there's so many people I wanted to include on this and so many people wanted to do it, but we couldn't really fit everybody in the time frame. So who knows? It's not out of the question, but it's going to be a hard job to put it together.
Very quickly, before you came in, I just heard you mention that you know Brian Wilson. What's he like? He's one of my heroes. I interviewed him once and I was in tears because he sang to me and it was just the most beautiful, beautiful thing.
When was this?
This was about 3 years ago.
Okay, well, so, that would make you cry.
Yeah.
But Brian, I knew Brian, you know, Beach Boys amazingly supported the Kinks in California.
What a bill.
And we got on okay. But when he made his comeback, he got quite ill. Then he got it together to come back here on his first concerts before he did the Smile record. Mm. And I gave him an award at, I think it was some event. And I gave him the award and I said, now don't do it again. And I don't know what he said. Okay, man. I think he's a musical, brilliant musician, great composer.
Amazing he's still alive after everything that he's been
through a lot. And, you know, he deserves to be. This is the thing. The great people like that, you know, it's important for people to go and see them while they're here because there'll never be another.
This is my final question. I've always wanted to ask you this. I'm a huge fan of yours and the Kinks. Why were the Kinks banned from the States in the mid-60s?
Yeah, because the Beach Boys stitched us up.
Damn those bloody Beach Boys.
No, we had problems with unions, promoting. Right. Remember, this was the early, it was like the Wild West, touring.
So you missed out on that great, you know, going over The Who and The Beatles. You sort of missed that.
We'd had like top five, first five singles were all massive hits in America. Then suddenly it stopped and there was no TV, no cable radio, no digital thing. So if you didn't appear and couldn't get, you weren't on the radio. So we had to go back and rebuild after 4 years.
And of course it worked wonderfully. Listen, the album is See My Friends, Ray Davis. There's Bruce Springsteen, John Bon Jovi. There's a whole heap of people in there. I'm going to play Better Things, if that's all right, because I think it's a song that people need to hear. Now, Ray, is there a song from your entire back catalogue, any song that you think doesn't get played enough, and we'll play it for you?
Oh,
I'll put you on the spot here now.
I'm right on the spot. I don't know, sonically. Don't know what it's an upbeat show, downbeat show, whatever.
Anything you want will fit in, sir, honestly. Solo Kinks.
Yeah, okay.
I know I've thrown this at you, it's a little bit unfair.
Okay. There's a track called Misfits from the Kinks.
Beautiful. I know it. We shall play that as well. Right. Ray Davis, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you, sir. Thank you very much.